Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, in for Steve Curwood. In an unusual move, Congress has banned some members of a family of chemicals called phthalates. Phthalates are found in tens of thousands of products, including plastic toys, shower curtains, adhesives, cosmetics, and shampoos. The federal ban, which goes into effect in 6 months, applies to three kinds of phthalates and follows bans enacted by California, Washington, and Vermont. Supporters of the federal ban see this as just the first step towards tougher national standards for other chemicals used in consumer products. The Pew Charitable Trust was among the groups that pushed for the phthalate ban. Andy Egregious manages the Pew's environmental health campaign. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you.
This is actually a rare action by Congress, isn't it? I mean, usually it's the federal regulatory agencies like the EPA that would get involved with banning a chemical. I can't remember the last time they banned something like this.
That's true. Congress has not often banned chemicals. They banned PCBs in the 70s. But they're doing it now because they've realized that unlike some of the major environmental laws we have, like the Clean Air Act and Clean Water Act, that have basically been functioning and working, right? The law that deals with this has not been functioning. It has not been working. And it's resulted in chemicals in toys and in cosmetics and in other consumer products that have health problems associated with them and where no one is really minding the store.
Well, right now, the way chemicals are dealt with in the United States is they're innocent until proven guilty. In the EU, they have something called a REACH program, which is just the opposite. They have to prove something is safe in the marketplace.
That's right. Europe has overhauled its process for regulating chemicals. They're starting to make sure that the chemicals are safe before they're on the market and to review the chemicals that are already on the market in an orderly way and make sure they're safe and basically have them taken off if they're not. And that has led in a number of areas to having standards in Europe that are tougher than they are here. And that's one of the things that has started to motivate state legislatures is they look at the federal government being absent in regulating these problems. And then they realize that in their own borders, they're having products that China is making a safer set of products to sell into Europe, but they're actually making products using more toxic chemicals to sell into the United States.
So are there American companies manufacturing products that meet the European standards for safety and much more strict than those standards that here and that the products they sell here wouldn't meet those that they're producing for Europe?
Absolutely. One of the problems, I think, for the chemical industry is that Europe is a major market for American companies, and they're now having to comply with European standards. And it gets very hard to say that this is going to be the end of the world if you have to do this here, if you're already having to do it for Europe, and in particularly if you're having to do it both for Europe and for a major state. And that is the problem I think they're facing, and that's why Congress was starting to look at some of these claims of, oh, we won't be able to, there'll be no toys, you know, it'll be the year without a Santa Claus if you pass this. And I think they start to look at this skeptically because that kind of argument, you know, doesn't fly. There are toys in Europe. They're just safer.
When I go into a store, the products aren't marked phthalates. There's no ingredient list. So how would I know if it is or isn't in a product?
It's very hard. I think that for a consumer, there isn't really a labeling system that allows the consumer to judge these questions. You can have some companies and some stores will wind up now pointing out that certain toys are phthalate-free and that kind of thing. With cosmetics, for example, phthalates used to be on the label for some things, but they didn't have to be on the label if they're considered a component of fragrance. So they wouldn't be on the label for some products that I know my own organization had found them in when it did product testing. And the consumer can't sit there and have its chemistry set at home and test these products. So we need the government really to be doing that. And that's why we do think that this issue of the chemicals in toys is sort of a harbinger of what's going to come with chemicals more generally, that Congress has seen how that system is broken and will revisit that law. It's called the Toxic Substances Control Act and basically try and make it more protective.
Well, it is a $1.5 billion industry. The petrochemical industry put up a vociferous fight. You know, what are the economic outcomes here of a ban?
The toy industry and the chemical industry have basically shown that they can make toys without these chemicals. And that's one of the interesting things here. I think that in a way, the chemical industry's opposition to this ban was as much about maintaining a line in the sand against federal involvement in this area. They've had it. They've been on sort of easy street in terms of not having the federal government really scrutinizing this area, and they want to keep it that way. But you started to see the toy industry and some of the major retailers signal that, well, basically, if we're having to do this for California, you know, we can live with this nationally. But I think the chemical industry was afraid of a precedent being set of Congress really getting involved here, and they wanted to fight it more on that ground than on any real economic ground. That's why I think they were fighting so hard on this.
Well, Andy Egregious, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andy Egregious manages the Pew Charitable Trust's environmental health campaign.